one area in which you need to grow in our love for the Lord. This is what pressing on to perfection is. Pressing on to perfection is not, finally I got rid of my anger. We had a brother who came to our church in India, who was a Hindu. He said, overcoming anger. I practiced yoga and I overcame it before I ever came to the church. With yoga. He learned to, he didn't, what he thought, what he meant was he didn't get angry with his lips. It was all in the heart. That's not victory. That's not the type of victory Jesus gives us. Jesus delivers us from anger within. And they don't, yoga and Buddhism can't give you that. But that's, you know, that I can get a reputation for being upright in different areas. That I have eaten every one of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, every fruit from it, and it's produced death. I met people like this who are so exact in all these things. You don't want to be near them. They're too holy to be near. They don't love Jesus. We don't want to be like that. How to come here? See the price that Paul paid in order to come to this. See Philippians in chapter 3. I've often thought about this passage. How did Paul come to this place of fervent devotion to Christ? Philippians 3, verse 7. Whatever things were gained to me, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Okay, let's go step by step. Can you think of the things in your life that are a gain to you? Things that you value? Maybe your job. Maybe your house. Maybe your education. Maybe your children. So many things which are a gain for you. And you say, no, I will not value anything outside of Christ. Do you know that? Jesus said, if you want to love me, you've got to hate your wife and your children. You've got to hate your children. I fear there are people in our churches who make so much of their children to get honor for themselves. I have got upright children. It's back to the, get everybody's attention on me. The devil's a master deceiver. It can look, it looks so nice. I want to bring up my children in a godly way. Why, brother? So that they may be devoted to Christ and live for Him 100% in their generation? So often, I fear that many who come even to a good CFC church, it can be an attitude of, what is the minimum I have to do to keep a good testimony in this church? And underneath it all, I live for myself. I live for myself and my own interests. And in that sense, I may not be different from anybody in the world. Except that I got a little Christian whitewash over this, seeking my own. Paul said about Timothy, he does not seek his own in anything. When he takes a decision, he doesn't think, how will this benefit me? What does it mean to seek my own? That means when I'm thinking of taking a decision, and we take many decisions in life, I don't think of, how will this benefit me? But how will this glorify Christ? I'll tell you honestly, there are very, very few Christians who live like that. But those are the ones who can bring the presence of God into a meeting. Those are the ones who can keep the ravenous wolves outside a church. And my brother, sister, you must be like that. And if you're like that, I tell you, God will bless your children. Believe me. They may not accomplish all you want them to accomplish, but they will accomplish something for God in their lifetime. If that's your goal. So much of self in our goals and ambitions. It'll all disappear when you come to the tree of life. Fervent devotion to Jesus Christ. And do you know that that is what God desires from us? See, Paul says here, everything that was gained to me, verse 7, I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. And verse 8, more than that, I count everything to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. This is like a lover saying, I found my beloved. I don't care for anything else. It's like the Song of Solomon. I don't care for anything else. I found my beloved. For whom I've suffered the loss of everything, and I count everything on earth as rubbish just to get Christ. That's the expression that's come home to my heart many times. Do I really count everything as rubbish? Can I count my ministry as rubbish compared to Christ? I say, yes, Lord, any day. My ministry is rubbish compared to Christ. I want you. I don't want a ministry. I don't want a ministry. I want you, Jesus. I don't want honor in the church. No, I want Jesus. A devotion to Christ. It's very subtle, these other things that come in which look so spiritual. I count it all as rubbish so that I may gain Christ. So if you were to ask the average believer, how did you find Christ? You got Christ without counting everything else as rubbish? Really? How did you manage that? Paul couldn't get Christ till he counted everything else as rubbish. How in the world did you manage to get Christ without counting everything else as rubbish? Perhaps you have not known Christ like Paul knew him. And that's why the presence of God is not there when people meet with you or when you speak to them. There is a price to be paid. God honors those who honor him. There's no doubt about that. And this is not something that you can imitate. It's not something you can duplicate. It's the real thing. And the real thing has to come from God. It's not like some cheap perfume that you can imitate and produce somewhat of a similar odor, aroma. No. You got to have the real thing. And that counts by that. He says, I count it all rubbish so that I may gain Christ. I tell you, I've been a Christian for 60 years now. I was 19 when I gave my life to Christ. I'm 79 now. But I tell you this, I still say, to me the most important thing in life is Jesus Christ himself. I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord Jesus, I want you. I don't want anything else. I sometimes lie in bed and say, you can take away everything from me. I take away things which I think are more important. The most important things for me on this earth are ministry and serving the Lord and building the church. Lord, you can take it away. I don't care. If I have you, that's enough. You must be like that, brothers. That's the way to preserve this church. If everyone here is determined to come to the tree of life, which is simple, pure devotion to Jesus Christ. And as I said, the price you have to pay for that is you must see that everything else is rubbish. And, you know, it won't be a sacrifice then. And when you finally go and dump all that garbage outside in the trash can, you don't come back and say, boy, what a sacrifice I made today. Do I feel like that? Do you feel that anything you've given up for Jesus is a sacrifice? Then you haven't seen the value of Christ. Paul said, I count everything as rubbish compared to Christ. And I need to hold that up before me all the time. Lord, I will always consider even so-called spiritual things like ministry, rubbish compared to Jesus himself. I want to be passionately devoted to Jesus Christ.